This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every so often in this job, you're scrolling through econ Twitter. Yes, that's a thing. And you see something like this.
Warning, the money supply is officially contracting. This has only happened 4 previous times in the last 150 years. Each time, a depression with double-digit unemployment rates followed.
And then it was followed by that grimace-faced emoji thing. And you think to yourself, huh. Of course, you should not believe everything you read on social media, especially when people are seeing signs of a recession around every corner. But if you do happen to take a look at the Federal Reserve's data on money supply, it is clearly doing something it hasn't done in a very long time. So we made some calls.
Back in the good old days, and say a few decades ago, money stock is viewed as a measure of economic activity.
Paulin Tien is an assistant professor of economics at George Washington University. And that thing she mentioned, money stock or money supply, it has two parts.
M1 basically covers cash.
You can think of M1 as cash and cash equivalents, all the dollars you use in everyday transactions.
If you want to go out and buy a cup of coffee, you can use cash, you know, write a check, or you can quickly move money from your savings account into your checking account and then write a check and pay for your coffee.
Those dollars are liquid, right?
Now, if we move up a level to M2, M2 includes things that are a little bit less liquid. So it includes everything that's in M1.
Cash, checking accounts, savings accounts.
It also includes money market accounts, certificate of deposits, slightly less liquid bank accounts.
You wouldn't, for instance, use the money you have in a CD to buy a cup of coffee. M2 includes all of those dollars plus all the cash in your bank account. That is what we're talking about when we're talking about money supply. And it has dropped by 5% over the past year. That's the first decline since the Fed started keeping track back in the 1960s. So there's that. But the economy today is not the economy of the 1960s.
These days, very few of us carry cash.
We've got credit cards and PayPal, Apple Pay too.
These new financial innovations really blurs the line on what counts as monetary assets.
And that gets us back to that tweet and what you really ought to understand.
I think that what we're seeing right now is not alarming.
Jeremy Piger is a professor of economics at the University of Oregon.
I used to work at the Federal Reserve. You know, historically, they're, you know, maybe the single most important thing they did was regulate the quantity of money in the economy.
However, comma.
In the last 25 to 30 years, there's been a decreased emphasis on paying attention to certainly short-run movements in the quantity of money in the economy.
To be clear, the amount of dollars in the economy does still matter. But just seeing a drop in M2 does not necessarily portend economic doom the same way it might have when this was a more cash-based economy.
Like I said, I think most people do think that money matters. But shorter run movements, I think we're less convinced that we can reliably count on measures in the money supply to tell us a lot about what's going on.
In other words, money matters, but maybe nowadays other things matter more. Thanks again to Jeremy Piger at the University of Oregon, Paulin Tien at GW.